are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I am Jamie Jennings in a very snowy Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 10th, episode 3602, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Well, I am just glad you're home. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, but I am very glad you're home. Today, we're going to discuss the California fires. I know we're meant to be a light and fluffy program, but I have so many friends, podcasting friends and horse friends out there that are in the middle of all of this, so we need to discuss it. Plus, we'll talk about your wild trip home and your time at Monty's. We really didn't get a chance to talk about that at all.
I don't even remember talking to you on Wednesday. I was in the highest level of stress that a human, aside from we'll talk about it.
We also have Anne is going to join us from the Infused Equestrian to talk about her line of therapeutic toxin-free equine grooming and equestrian products. Plus, we have some really bad ads. I have some new prizes. We'll hang around for a post show as well. Well, there's five different fires now going in California. And as I said, I know of two of my friends this morning that has confirmed that they've lost their homes. Mm. You know what's amazing about this? There are 9,000 homes destroyed. It's just an incredible amount of damage. The fires are not under control yet, although the winds are finally supposed to die down today. Yeah. That there's 10 dead, but not 1,000. You know, people did evacuate, which I guess when you live in that part of the world and you see the fire coming over the hill, you know to get out. And they did. There were lots of horse farms and ranches that were affected, and we'll talk about that in a minute. I did want to mention one, Will Rogers State Historic Park, which included his former home and 186 acres of land. The stables that were there had horses still in them to this day. That all is gone. They did.
Horses were evacuated, right?
Yeah, they got the horses out and people out. Everybody was out, but it pretty much burned down. There were 20 rangers, I guess, that lived there at the historic park, and all of their homes are gone. It's very sad. You know, of course, all the celebrities. Now, you know, I realize, you know, there's lots of talk about how it's hard to feel bad for them because they have 20 homes and they just lost one. But the one that stuck out to me was Billy Crystal. He's lived in that house that he lost for 46 years with his wife, Janice, and apparently does not have a bunch of homes. And I can see Billy Crystal just being happy in the home he bought 46 years ago, right? But he lost that home. Apparently it was where his grandkids and grandkids grew up. And I always liked Billy Crystal, so that one stuck out to me. There were many, obviously, farms and ranches that were lost and evacuations and things like that. And there were a whole bunch of people, you know, what is your term about? When tough gets
always going. look for the helpers.
Well, we interviewed one of the helpers last night, and I think most of you have seen the Facebook pages or the Facebook post that's been shared a million times from Love This Horse Equine Rescue about the work they were doing helping to rescue horses. She has two daughters, one that rides endurance and another one that helps out around the rescue. But Vera is the one who runs it, and Karen and I had a chance to talk to her last night. We were going to talk to her anyway about her endurance riding, because last year they traveled like 6,000 miles to endurance rides all over the country. So we had scheduled to talk to her about that, but she also ended up being one that helped in a lot of the rescues over the last couple of days. And I want to play you a short clip of it. We're going to play the whole thing on Tuesday morning on the endurance show. We talked to her for like 40 minutes. She's a fascinating woman. But her name is Vera, and she's from Love This Horse Equine Rescue, which is an equine rescue of Arabians in California. And here's just a clip of her talking about the rescues.
And we went on Tuesday night when we heard about a new fire springing up, and I knew there's horse stables in that area. And that fire exploded. That's the one in Altadena, the Eaton Fire, I think they call it. And we spent all night evacuating horses and then slept for an hour and then continued all day yesterday. And I mean, we came across horses that hadn't loaded in 15 years, you know, and then suddenly they have to load into this trailer with these strange people and go to a strange place. So, you know, it can be quite difficult. I have quite a few bruises on my body to show that Jeez. We did this, right?
And that's kind of an area with a lot of backyard horses that are, you know, not competition horses, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a mix. Now, where we were there, we were the first call we went on was a boarding stable. It was a little hunter jumper stable with 35 horses. And they had everything from two little minis to these cute jumping ponies that probably cost like $20,000 to $30,000, right? The little kids jump them to warm bloods, you know? So they were in all sizes. And then after that, we were doing quite a few evacuations of thoroughbreds. There was one boarding stable that had a lot of retired thoroughbreds that were just having a riding career now or were completely retired. But right next door to them was a boarding, not a boarding stable, but it was private owned stables that had thoroughbred racehorses. And the lady kept saying, these horses are worth $1 million, you know?
Jeez.
and then we got to some others where it was just, you know, they just had one or two horses in their backyard or four or five, you know, around that. And then there was also one other place we, for example, went to where there were all retired warm blood show horses and they were old and blind. Some of them were blind, you know, and we had to evacuate them. And
well, there you go. That was Vera. You'll hear the complete interview again on Tuesday morning during the endurance episode with Karen, but she's just
me talking about a high level of stress is out the window now.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah, I know. It's just crazy. And they did 2 days straight like that, her and her daughter. So, you know, when we talked to her last night, she had just also got home from work. She's a prison guard. So she runs this rescue with 160 horses. She's a prison guard, and she was helping rescue horses in California. So just a fascinating woman. You'll hear that interview on Tuesday morning. But our thoughts and prayers are with everybody out there, everybody affected, and let's just hope that the weather turns here a little bit and we can get these fires under control. Let's do some Daily Whinnies. Well, happy birthday to a bunch of our auditors, Mel Foxworth, Susanna Hahn, Sabrina Penrod, Lynn Popa, and Reese Koffler Stanfield, host of the Dressage Show. Her birthday is on Sunday, and she got a little birthday present early. This is a bit of happy news.
She did.
Did you see the pictures?
Man, that is sexy.
She got her new horse. She went shopping for horses in December, and a new one arrived. The name is Rock Me Forever. It's a huge Reese has a type, and the type is enormous. That's what the type is. This horse must be 17 and a half hands, because Reese's is like 5'10", 5'11". And that horse, I don't know, that horse looked huge. But arrived at Wellington, and she's going to start having fun and playing with that. So happy early birthday to you, Reese. She got her own present. So we're happy for her.
Man, I could not have made this last week the way it shaped up to be without the help of one farm boy. Oh my gosh, what a superhero superstar he is. So we were in Buellton solving area at Monty's place, and we had a really hard time getting there. And I thought that was a bit of a precursor. And
Norman.
I actually said, because we fly standby, which means if there's any empty seats, we get them, but you don't know until they're loading the plane. So it's already like a fairly high level of stress to get there. And we were driving down to Dallas on Sunday night when it didn't happen. I saw, I was like, we're never going to make it. So we turned around, and on the way home, I'm like, do you guys think we should do this? And oh, Anna, oh, please, please. I want to go somewhere. Oh, fine. And I'm like, farm boy, what do you think? He's like, whatever. I'm up for whatever. cool. All right. So I've got high level of emotion on one end and a very low level of emotion on the other. And here's me trying to keep it all together. So we get to Monty's. We get miraculously get a plane and we end up having to drive to Dallas on Tuesday morning and get Dallas all the way to Santa Barbara. Direct. Amazing. Rent a car. Go to the farm. We're hanging out for the afternoon. And then the next day we go for a ride with Pat. And it was just this most amazing, cool thing. I posted a video of us doing some spins. I talked about, I think, on Wednesday. And she's just the most amazing woman on the planet. I'm like, I'm barely getting this horse to do anything. Farm Boy's riding. He's getting his horse to do some stuff. And then there's Pat, who's like spinning a hole in the ground on her 15-year-old horse. It was amazing. So we had a great time. And it was right about then that I was made aware of the issues of travel, because there is a snowstorm coming to Dallas, of all places. So I'm like, oh, that's okay. We'll just fly into Phoenix. Well, all the flights is so I book all of our flights and we get there and wake up in the morning. It was about probably 7 a.m. right before I start recording with Glenn. All the flights are canceled. I'm sorry. The flights to Phoenix, like there's no storm in Phoenix. Yeah, but the planes are not like able to get to Phoenix. I don't know why they canceled everything. Everything out of Phoenix was canceled. So I'm like, okay, we have to figure something else out. And the only way that we were going to get any flights was going to Los Angeles. Mm. Okay. The problem is Buellton is north of LA and it's about 2.5 hours south to go to Los Angeles. Well, there's fires in Los Angeles. So I don't know what to do. I mean, cause we could drive all the way down there and then they shut everything and they evacuate everybody. Who knows what's going to happen? I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm driving like into the apocalypse.
Now you must've driven through the smoke. Cause that was kind of the area, wasn't it?
Oh, Glenn. So we return our rental car to the Santa Barbara airport and then have to then pick up another rental car that I've rented one way to get from Santa Barbara to Los Angeles. And we start driving. And you never know. Usually it should be about 2.5 hours if there's no traffic. And I'm like, we're never going to make it because it's going to be traffic, like traffic insanity. Well, it was not traffic insanity because nobody's going in to LA.
Yeah, they're smart enough not to do that.
Leaving LA. And here I am like driving these children into the apocalypse. And there was smoke. There was, I mean, you're driving in and just the tops of the mountains are exploding with plumes of smoke and just fire is raging all off the sides, you know. And here we are, idiots, driving into town. So I'm in my second rental car of the day. I'm driving these children into the Los Angeles airport.
Which is fun on a good day.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So I figure out where to return the rental car. I pull in and you get out and everybody's wearing masks, and not because of COVID, like because it's smoky. You're breathing in smoke. Like I instant had a headache. So we get in the like bus and then they drive us over to LAX and we get out. And it was unsettling how unaffected everything was in that building. Like, I mean, I just expected people to kind of be like in a panic or something, like in a flurry of activity. And no, it was business as usual at LAX. Mind you, right outside the door is a fire. It was insane. And so we go to get on our first flight. Nope. Everything is full. There's no chance to get on the first flight. And Chad had said to us, he was like, the best thing you could do, because I was like, well, should we go to Fresno? Should we go to this place? Should we go to San Luis Obispo? Should we go? The best chance you have to get out is to go to LA. And I was like, babe, I understand you're directing us to go to Los Angeles, but there's like a fire there. I mean, it seems pretty. He was like, but that's the only way you're going to get home. So that's what we did, because my sweet husband told me to go to Los Angeles. We get to Los Angeles and my phone rings and it is him. And he's like, are you guys okay? I was like, well, yeah, we made it. It was crazy. And he's like, I had no idea their fire was that close to the airport. What were you
thinking?
It was
close, wasn't
it? Why did you go? Yeah, all around it. And he was like, I can't believe you went there. I'm like, you told me to. This whole like like, he's like, what were you thinking? So anyway, so we miss like everybody's panic shopping at airline plane tickets the last second. We're just never going to do it. So the only way,
all the evacuees, some of them were leaving the town to go to friends and family.
It was insanity, Glenn. Like, people were just standing there, like, just people sleeping on the floor. And there's just, like, zero chance we're going to go anywhere. And I'm stuck in the airport with these two children, and I don't know what to do. And I'm like, I'd already messed up the show on Wednesday and trying to get all of that situated and get flights booked and everything with the pressure of this fire. By the way, I have to get home because there's a snowstorm coming. And when a snowstorm comes to Dallas, everything is closed for days.
Yeah.
And when you close everything for days, everything gets backed up. Okay, so all the flights are going to be backed up for days and days. And the problem is, I have surgery on Monday. And that's not something that you can just kind of no-show. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
no, that's so, you planned this one like 6 months ago.
No, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's you can't just not show up. So I'm like, okay, we have to get home before this storm happens, or we're going to be stuck here for days, which means all of those people that have bought tickets, they have priority over you. Plus, there's all the people that have tickets for that day, much less the several days before. So I was like, if I don't get home now, I'm going to be in Los Angeles until maybe next Tuesday. The problem with being in Los Angeles till next Tuesday is I have surgery on Monday and there's a giant fire raging right outside. So like, I can't, I'm like bubbling over. So miraculously, there is an overnight flight to Austin, Texas. Austin. That's 7+ hours from home.
Say, I and didn't there know how is, far that was. That's way down there, isn't it? Near Houston?
Yeah, there's a storm coming and we're landing at midnight. What could possibly go wrong? So the storm is supposed to start around 3 a.m. and we land at midnight and we hustle to the rental car booth, which somehow, by the grace of God, somebody was in.
I was going to say, you're lucky it was open.
Avis rental car place. And I walk up to the front. He's like, do you have a reservation? I was like, no, but I need a car and I need it like right now.
I'm one way. They love that.
One way to Dallas because my car is actually in Dallas.
Oh,
so it's like, okay, well, we have this one. And then he's like, I actually only have a really, really nice expensive truck, but because that's all I have, I'm just going to give it to you at the regular price, which was still insane, right? It was like $200 to rent a one-way car from Austin from a 3.5-hour drive. Okay. So I start driving. I drive out.
And it's midnight now.
It's now probably 1 o'clock in the morning. And so we start driving. And at one point we stop. Farm Boy takes over and he starts driving. And mind you, it is like 1 o'clock in the morning. I can't see really good. I have glasses. I'm a train wreck. Anna's in the back sleeping the sleep of angels. Like I was like, I told Farm Boy, I'm like, she is sleeping like she has 100% trust in us, which is probably ill advice, but whatever. She's in the back. She's asleep. And we get all the way to Dallas. Now, I have to drop off the rental car, but also pick up my car, which in Dallas, it's like 9 miles away.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
So Farm Boy pulls over on the side of the road. I basically tuck and roll out. And then I have to find my car, which Chad parked and has given me like detailed instructions on how to find it. So I'm walking through a parking garage at 3 a.m. in Dallas at the airport. And he goes to take the return car back. And then they're like, we're here. And I'm like, okay, I'm trying to find you. They had to send me pins. I was like up a level and they were like down 2 levels. They're like, we're standing outside. I'm like, I'm in a garage. I don't know where you are. So it takes like an hour to find them. Take 4 o'clock in the morning. Storm coming at 5. Okay. From Dallas. And it starts, it's moving in and we're seeing the storm come in. And so we hop in my car. Farm Boy starts driving. And we just started. And I was like, here's the deal, man. There is a giant storm that is rolling up from the southeast, right? And it's coming to us so quickly. And we were like right on the edge of it, like right in front of it. I mean, nothing is coming and it's right behind us. And I was like, listen, Farm Boy. There is 0% chance somebody's going to pull us over. I mean, 0%. I was like, just go. And there was probably like I mean, at any point there was, you could see maybe one other car on the road. We were going about 100 and people were passing us. Like, we think we were not the only people that had the idea to drive north to try to escape this storm. So we're heading up the road, going 100 miles an hour, and asleep in the sleep of angels in the backseat of the car number. At this point, I rented a car in Buellton at Santa Barbara, rented another car in Santa Barbara, rented a car in Austin, and now I'm back in my fourth car in 12 hours. Okay, so we're hauling mail up the freeway, going 100 miles an hour, and it starts coming down on us as we're driving. And I was like, I'm looking at the map app and I'm looking at the weather app and I'm like, it's right above us. Go. So he's driving. I'm like, as soon as we get to Ardmore, if we can get 2 miles north of Ardmore, we're going to be out from underneath the cloud. You know, like, oh my God.
Was it snowing or raining at that point?
It was sleeting. It started sleeting.
Oh, that's good. And you know, the most dangerous, as everybody knows, that lives up north, the most dangerous time on a highway of a snowstorm is the first inch. Everybody wrecks when the first inch.
Yeah. Well, we were out running that bitch. Okay. we were hauling mail. We pulled into the house and the skies opened up. Somehow. We got home at 6 o'clock in the morning.
The sun was coming up, definitely.
No, it was still dark. The sun didn't come up till 7. I was like, when is the sun coming up? Please, sun, come up. Oh, my God. So we drive all the way in. There's Firmway and his truck's in my parking
lot. It's been a long time since you did an all-nighter.
I'm not cut out for this kind of activity. Now, thank God I had a 22-year-old driving the car, because I was like, I am a mess. But I stayed up the whole time with them because I'm not going to be like, okay, peace out.
Yeah, but staying up and driving are two different things.
Yeah. No, it was awful. And I would, that's
when you want a Tesla.
That's why he's getting my daily Winnie. I actually didn't even fill up the cars. That was something else I learned. You know what? You can just take them to the car back. You don't have to pay for gas. You don't have to stop. I was like, I can't stop in Los Angeles and fill up a car with gas. I can't stop in Dallas as the storm's coming and fill up the car with gas. I was like, how much is it a gallon? They're like $3.40. I'm like, sold. Like, book it.
They used to charge you like $10. I don't know that they can get away with that anymore.
Well, the one to Los Angeles, that one's going to hurt, because I was like, I'm not stopping in a fire zone and filling up a car with gas. They were like, well, you have to just pay for the whole full car. You have to pay to fill up the whole thing. And I probably used a gallon.
Such a ripoff.
Oh, yeah, totally. But I was like, I don't care. It's fine. I'll do it. I'll pay it. I'll put it on Chad's credit card. It'll be fine. And I know I want him to complain. Try to complain about that, please. Let's see what happens.
Well, I'm so glad you guys made it home safely. And thank you for texting me when you made it home, because we were worried about you. So.
Oh, my gosh. My dad calls me yesterday. He was like, hey, are you still in California? I was like, no, here's what I did. And I told him the whole thing. And he was like, I'm so glad I didn't know that.
Well, right now, your dad's getting snowed on. The storm is now hitting, and Lena's getting snow right now. So there you go.
So fun.
All over the South, Nashville apparently got quite a bit. And they're used to that. You know, they have one plow truck in the whole city. So I'm sure they're fine.
Everything is a mess. It can't do anything in the South. All my other Southern people, like, yes, we wish we could take this weather and dump it on top of L.A. because nobody's getting anywhere. School's canceled. I mean, there's 6 inches of snow outside of my window I'm staring at right now. Now, that does make it pretty fun to play with horses. So I was really glad I made it home in time.
Your videos and pictures were great.
So pretty. I was like, I'm a complete zombie. And if you will notice that there are no photos of me, like, at all. I was like, no, not getting in the camera today. But it was definitely like high stress, high adrenaline. I'm pretty sure I have two or three ulcers.
I need some gastric guard from her type B fun.
When we were going to LA, Debbie, bless her heart, Monty's daughter, like, she's like, well, the good thing is it'll be a great story. And I was like, I'm tired of stories. I don't want
your
any
whole
more
life
stories.
Well, you're going to have another one next week. You go for shoulder surgery. I go to PodFest next week. I'm hosting the pro session again. And then it's in Orlando. So it's nice.
Thank God.
It's two hours down the road. And then an improv session I'm doing also with my friend Robin. So that'll be fun. I'm going to have a good week. Next week, we will have shows for you. So Ashley is kind of stepping up. And Ashley and Kat from the Quarter Horse Show will be hosting on Monday. The Endurance Show with Vera's interview will be on Tuesday. Ashley and Lisa will be together on Wednesday. So this is the first time that Ashley is doing the show without one of us. So it's all up to her. And then we have the Equine Affair brand new episode for you on Thursday. So there's a full week of shows. It's just Jamie's going to be recovering and I'll be busy in Orlando. And I'm sure I'll come home sick from PodFest because I always do. So that's happening. That's happening next week. And then we'll be back to hopefully together a week from Monday. But right now, we need to hear from Kentucky Performance Products, and then we're going to go to our guest for the day, Anne Dolan. She is with Infused Equestrian.
Frequently Asked Questions brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. I know my older horse will benefit from a joint supplement, but can it help my younger horse too? Yes, it can. The joints of young horses experience daily wear and tear that can lead to joint degeneration over time. A well-balanced joint supplement provides the building blocks necessary to support healthy cartilage and synovial fluid so horses stay sounder longer. Joint Armor is the product of choice for younger horses. It provides high levels of both glucosamine and chondroitin plus 100 milligrams of hyaluronic acid. Joint Armor is herb-free, so there is no worry about it testing in show horses. Betsy sent us the following comments after she started her 5-year-old quarter horse mare on Joint Armor. My vet recommended I try Joint Armor. After 10 days, I couldn't believe the difference. She is now floating across the arena and willingly forward with impulsion and suspension. I am thrilled. She is happier too, ears up and a soft eye. Thank you for such a great product. You can learn more about Joint Armor at kppusa.com. Got questions about your feeding program? We can help. Email Karen at questions@kppusa.com or call us at 859-873-2974.
Well, hey, Ann, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Now, we were talking about fires and weather and snow and ice. What part of the country are you in?
So I'm located in Georgia, a little bit outside of Atlanta, and we did wake up to about 3 inches of snow today.
Wow.
So,
Oh my gosh, Atlanta is paralyzed right now.
Yes, we have been instructed to not leave our homes. And, you know, I've already seen the ATVs going down the street in the neighborhood. So
are you in?
So I'm located in Woodstock, which is a little bit north of Atlanta, a little northwest. So about an hour away from the city. You know, it's a nice little suburb.
I'm from Atlanta. And I remember one time I think it was up 75. There was a giant snowstorm and all of the traffic commuters were stuck. And one of my favorite stories is one of the Atlanta Braves was stuck and Chipper Jones got on his ATV and went out and was pulling people out and just leaving their cars on the freeway. I was like, oh my God, Chipper Jones is such a hero.
Hero. Yeah, that was in 2017. That was Snowmageddon. And it kind of hit us out of nowhere. You know, we had no warning whatsoever from what I hear. So,
all the people in New York are going, we get 2 feet and we go to work, you know?
Exactly. You know, and honestly, in all transparency, I'm originally from Chicago.
Oh.
And so this has been an experience. I have experienced my first hurricane this year in 2024. And now we're experiencing snow and it's comical to see, you know, how the Southerners handle it down here. So,
well, they have one snowplow for the whole city. So, I mean, that doesn't help.
And the thing is, You may be fine out there driving, but nobody else can drive.
Exactly.
So just don't go out, even though you feel qualified. No,
That's right.
They are not.
Well, and we don't have salt or sand here. They have brine, which I don't think is as effective. So
isn't that what we put on the turkey before Thanksgiving?
I know. I was asking about it because I just drove from Austin all the way up to Oklahoma City to avoid all this storm. Oh, and they have these stripes on the ground. And I was like, what is that? And it's not salt and it's not sand. I think what I heard is some sort of beet juice that they now put on the road.
Beet juice.
Crazy. Beet juice.
It's insane what they come up with. Oh, my word.
You know, speaking of the fires out in California, I don't know, this is completely off topic, but it's Friday, so who cares? But when they're dropping those tankers, the airplanes, and they're dropping the red stuff, the fire retardant, you got to wonder what's in that. You know, that's not good for you either.
So. You do have to wonder. And our thoughts really go out to the whole state of California. We have friends out there, and it's just terrible to watch what's going on over there. It really is.
And I'm sure you have a lot of customers out there, too.
We do. We've had, and we've been keeping an eye on them as well, just kind of checking in to make sure that they're okay as well. So,
Well, let's talk about your products because I've kind of brought up the fire retardant and how deadly that is. Matter of fact, I saw one video this morning of firemen it got dropped right on top of them. They were covered in the red stuff. And I got to thinking, oh my God, what is in that? And then I saw you were on today. I was like, and this is completely opposite of that. So whatever is in that.
That's right.
Okay. You run the Infused Equestrian. Tell us what it is and what products you have.
Yes. So that's exactly why we started the company the way that we did. It's toxin-free line of horse grooming products. Because I had an interaction with a fly spray out there and I had a visceral reaction. And I knew that there had to be something better out there. And Wham Bam was our first product that entered our line. And it just really grew from there. So we have a liniment that's aloe vera based that you don't need to use gloves for. And we have a fly spray, obviously, that is toxin free. You can also use it on yourself. We also have a mane and tail conditioner, which does not contain any silicone. So it actually has an essential oil, cedarwood, which opens up that hair follicle and allows growth rather than stunting it. And then we also have our bit wipe, which is pure, and that doesn't have any alcohol in it. And then our bestseller that we're mostly known by is Knockin. It's a helmet refresher, and we've discovered that you can use it on air vests that can't be cleaned or washed. I mean, people are using it on linens as a room spray in their car. It's really versatile to get rid of all of that bacteria and odor. It doesn't hang out like a fragrance, so it does its job, and then it kind of gets out of there. And so that's been our bestseller, which most people know us by. So that's
our get some
line.
Of that too, because you know there's certain helmets that the liners come out and then certain ones that they don't.
That's right.
The ones that they don't, I think I live in Florida, you know, I'd say whether you do, and in the summertime it's like this helmet's gross.
Or there's the liners that come out and the younger, you know, riders don't understand, or the new parents don't understand that they can come out and be washed. So this is a good thing for them.
So I'm looking at, actually, I brought up Knockin, and I'm looking at the ingredients, and it's like citronella leaf, organic lavender, organic rosemary, cedarwood, myrtle. So everything in here. Oh, she has Jennifer has Knockin. She said, my wife just said she has some. She loves it. So a tea tree leaf, you know, all of these, by the way, are really used in Chinese medicine for all kinds of things.
Yes. Every ingredient that we put in every product is very purposeful and used for a reason. So for instance, that cedar wood, actually, like I spoke on our Shiny, our mane and tail conditioner, it opens up that hair follicle and prevents the breakage that you're going to have in your hairline. And then the tea tree prevents the breakouts that a lot of people experience with that sweat and that bacteria in their helmet.
So if somebody's going to start, let's say they were going to start with, I noticed you have some kits too. Like you have the infusion starter set, you have the gift packs and things like that. Which product do people usually start with? What do they try first?
They usually try the Knockin first, honestly. And then from there, they would try the Shiny, the mane and tail conditioner. That has been also, you know, a really helpful product for a lot of our equestrians because they're dealing with either tail rubbing, or they just have, you know, a mane or a tail that's unwilling to be combed through, or they're showing all the time and they have to look their best, obviously. So we also have all of our products are in 4 ounce versions for a reason, just for that trial size. And so we do have a little bit of a bundle that offers the 4 ounce versions in addition to a package of our PureR bit wipes. So it's a nice little introduction to people who aren't familiar with our products just yet to kind of dip their toe into the water to see if it's going to work for them.
And you can find all of the products at theinfusedequestrian.com. That's where you can find them. I wanted to also clarify, this is not a paid spot. We had Ashley found you and said, we got to have her on just because of the all-natural ingredients and everything. And it's something that we're all thinking about nowadays. So I love the fact that you have this complete line. And where can people find it? Directly on the website, or is it in stores, or...?
It's in stores as well. So again, that website, but we're in 85 tax stores around the country, including FarmVet and Chewy.
Question, where is it manufactured?
So Noggin is manufactured out in Oregon currently, and then we're looking at a new manufacturer in North Carolina right now as well. So,
cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was a lot. I'm from Atlanta, like I lived 30 years. So I was just curious to know where. I was like, where are they doing this in Atlanta? Nope, not there.
No, unfortunately not.
All right. It's theinfusedequestrian.com.
You wouldn't let just anyone ride your horse. Would you let just any online pharmacy handle their prescription medications? You can put your trust in veterinarian-founded Valley Vet Supply, your source since 1985. Based in the heart of the Midwest, the ValleyVet.com pharmacy is your trusted source for safe, affordable, and accurate prescription medications for your horses, livestock, and pets. You can have peace of mind knowing the Valley Vet Supply Pharmacy is verified by the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy, ensuring your animals receive best-in-class prescription medications. From common health conditions to sudden emergencies, Valley Vet Supply carries the prescription medications your horse needs at the best prices. Equestrians love shopping at ValleyVet.com because it's their one-stop shop for their horse's needs. You too can simplify your shopping experience at valleyvet.com. Enjoy fast and free shipping on most orders today, again at valleyvet.com.
For first-time horse owners and new riders, finding the information and support you need can be challenging. That's why Equine Network has partnered with Sentinel and Absorbine to bring you My New Horse. From important horsekeeping information and how-to videos to social media communities, exclusive experiences, and more, My New Horse is your one-stop shop for riders of all levels and disciplines looking for easy-to-understand horse care information and guidance. Start your horse ownership journey today. Visit MyNewHorse.com.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but... hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's that time of the week when we do some really bad ads. Listeners submit ads either from Craigslist or Facebook or wherever they find them, and we just have a little bit of fun with them. And we give away prizes every month. And this month, I'm still cleaning out the books from last year. So I'm going to be giving away a bunch more books. We gave away 3 last month. I got 3 this month. The first one is Preparing Your Horse or Donkey for Veterinary Care. It's a practical training to establish good behavior, relieve stress, and ensure safety by Helene Roche. Also, the second one is Newcomer to the Horse World by Andrea Sinner. She demystifies the often bewildering culture, traditions, conventions, and unwritten rules that we have in the horse world, and she helps interpret those for new horse owners. That it's a really good book for new horse owners.
Oh, that sounds really entertaining,
yes.
Actually, just to read like how guilty I am of so many
there
of those
are,
things.
Though, all those unwritten rules, you know? And then Your Complete Guide to Equine Arenas by Abigail Boatwright. We had her on talking about this book, How to Build and Maintain the Ideal Riding and Training Space from the Ground Up. So we're going to give away those 3 this month, at the end of the month, for people who submit ads. And everybody that submits an ad, whether we read them or not, are going to be included. And we won't get to all of them today. Who didn't we get to today?
Emily, Laura, Olivia, Janelle, Megan, Debbie, and Michelle, you guys are all entered even if you don't hear your ads. But the first one, short and sweet, is all yours, Glenn.
It's from Kat. And it's the draft and draft crosses page, which I'm assuming is on Facebook. It could be Craigslist. I don't know. And this is the ad. There's a picture of the butts of some Belgian draft horses. And they're eating out of a blue barrel, and you just see their butts and their dock tails, which I hate. And then in the front, you get a picture of half of a face of one of the Belgian draft horses, and the other one you can't see at all. And the ad, the complete ad, says, "Will work Belgium broodmares." What does that mean?
What?
Will work what? Belgium broodmares. Does that mean they have a stud that will work the Belgian broodmares? Or does that mean the person will work the Belgian broodmares? And do they only do broodmares? I have no idea.
Here's the good thing. It's a really bad ad, and it was very appropriate. Oh, God.
I'm so confused.
The next one comes from Christy, and the title is Pony, Not for Kids. I'm assuming this is a Craigslist.
I'll scroll down to the pictures.
Oh, Lord. His name is Tito. Was sold to us by a sweet little old lady who only drove her car to church on Sundays as a kid's pony. In actual fact, Tito is a former NFR under 12 hands division champion. He has shown us he is not ready to retire. We've tried to ride the rank out of him, but alas, he retains his champion title. Tito is only half body clipped.
Yes,
oh my God. Is that what that is?
Yeah. He could only get to half of him before he freaked out.
I didn't finish clipping him because I had to make a quick trip to the ER halfway through. Come meet him. Bring your trailer. If you want this adorable little pony that isn't appropriate for any sized human to ride or drive, I'll load him for you. And that ain't easy. Oh my God, these pictures. It looks like a senior mini Shetland cross, and it is tied to the wall, and it is the lower half of its body is very hairy and very covered in mud. The upper half in splotches is body clipped. Now, then there's a second photo of Tito in full bronc mode with a tiny human not wearing a helmet riding on its back. And I'm just, yeah, I need Tito. Bring Tito over.
Appalled
I'll take Tito.
By all of this, actually. The kid riding bareback and the mini rearing. Oh, God.
No soul.
But you know what? We have this nasty little pony. Let's put the kid on him.
You know? Yeah, for pictures.
Yeah. Casey sent this one. Wow, that's a weird picture. Okay, it's a picture of what looks like a standard bred in a barn and across ties. And this is one tall, lean horse.
It looks like a saddle.
It does, and the neck is the size of a giraffe's. Okay, let's read the ad. Quarter horse to a good home. No, that can't be a quarter horse. Yeah. This is in Kansas. Eight-year-old saddle broke. Good. Oh, there's no punctuation.
it takes
the steam out of you when you see that. Eight-year-old saddle broke. Good with fam animals. Dogs, cats, children. We are moving and can't take him. No land for him. Shots are done. Cash rehoming fee applies. No trailer. Must bring your own trailer. I will not check email. Sorry. Serious inquiries only. Contact 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. No papers. Stallion, I will delete ad when gone. No need to ask if I have him. No holding 15 hands. I don't know what that means. Thank you and have a great day. But don't email me because I won't read it. And don't call me at 2 in the morning. Only 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Oh my God.
This is a good saddle broke stallion, which I love how they put that way down at the bottom of the ad and forgot to put the up top.
And it does say that he's very good with children. No, he's not. He's a stallion.
Now I can see the stallion when you look at the picture again. Now I get it. That's why he's so mean.
Yeah. That it
does not look like a quarter horse in any way, shape, or form. No.
No. Amanda sent this next one in. All caps, and it's I don't know what kind of ad this is. Oh, it's like they put it in a car sales format?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. All caps, horse for sale. Price, $900. Condition, like new. Year, 2024. Make, other. Yeah, there's no selection for the make of that. Delivery available? Yes. And it is a picture of what looks to be like a 12-hand mini Mustang Cross. What would you think?
I would say the year is not 2024. This year is 2024. They were not born in 2024.
No.
This one's a little older than that, judging by the back.
It's not a baby.
No, not at all. Has a lot of hair, though. That forelock is incredible. Comes down to his nose.
The picture is of him standing in the corner of a stall littered and eating in a bucket.
Yeah. Again, these are the best pictures they can get because they can't touch the horse.
Oh, God. They can't touch it.
Yeah. Laura sent the trailer of the week. 2006 horse trailer, double axle, $400. Horse trailer has some junk on the God, here we go again. Horse trailer has some junk on the inside, towed just fine down the mountain. One tire goes flat. Well, then it doesn't tow just fine, does it?
Oh, my God. Look at the picture of this thing.
First of all, it's lime green. That's the first thing. And it's completely homemade out of plywood, the whole trailer.
The whole trailer is wood. And it's like one of those single horse trailers. So it looks like a tiny little chariot. 2006? This, what, 1896, maybe?
Yeah, and it's full of junk. Do these people think that maybe just to clear it out before you sell it? I don't know.
That's just all. $400, what a deal.
I will say the jack works because it looks like it's jacked up, but the tire's not so much.
I love that you think the jack works. Do you not see the rope all the way tied around it?
Yes, that's right. Jack doesn't work. I take it back.
And there's no little like handle to wheel it down and back up. No, that didn't work. Nice try. No. Although it looks like some of the tires on the ground surrounding it may actually be better than the tires on it.
Yeah, they look like they have air. The ones on it don't, but you don't get those.
There's a boat in the background, too. You could have the boat. Cool. All right, next one comes from Kylie. Horse, 2000. Because of his cream jean, he does fade in the summer sun. Oh, wait. This is over-punctuated.
There's a lot of punctuation.
We need to disperse some of this punctuation to the other ads. Because of his cream jean, comma, he does fade in the summer sun. It's like a poem, comma, with fire highlights.
That's what James has.
Comma.
It's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. He has a saucy personality, comma, in the right hands, comma. He will be an amazing horse, period, space, period, space. I don't ride, comma. He is bored, comma, experienced, comma, serious inquiries only, period. Don't ask me a million questions over the phone, comma. Just come
red
visit
flag,
him.
Red flag, red flag.
If you two are not a good match, comma, bring him back. Exclamation point, no questions asked.
Oh, yeah,
period.
Okay. All right, yeah, all right.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You got to bring that horse back, and they're gone.
They're gone.
They don't live there anymore. Last picture listed is the actual horse, and a couple are what he kind of looks like.
What?
What?
We're showing pictures of other horses.
He kind of looks like it.
That's a first.
Last picture listed is the actual horse, and a couple are what he kind of looks like, comma, only he is smaller. The last picture is him. Period. And only the last picture.
Kylie, then, when she sent it, there's all these pictures of horses, and she has little arrows that says, not him, not him, not him, not him, not him, not him. All the way across, there must be 10 of them. And at the end, she says, yes, him.
So I'll tell you the funny horse shopping story. One time I go out to see this horse and it said his name is, you know, like Dr. Pepper. And they had an ad with, and it wasn't Dr. Pepper. I just can't remember what it was, but it had an ad of Dr. Pepper and all of these links that went to, and in Arizona, and they had all these links to Dr. Pepper 3-day eventing at Masterson Station Park in Kentucky. And I was like, first of all, they haven't had an event at Masterson Station in a long time.
Since we lived there.
But I'm like, that's a nice event horse. And he was for sale for like $1,000, you know, because, you know, I'm not going to go look at expensive horses. Anyway, so I get there and I have the image of the horse, and then I'm looking at the horse, and I was like, hey guys, the video that you have linked, this horse has two hind socks, and the one I'm looking at has two front socks. I was like, so is this not the same? And of course I know it's not. Is this not the same horse in the video? And they were like, he has the same name. I was like, yeah, that's not how that works, like at all. Not at all. So they were selling this horse as this is obviously him. He has the same name. And I'm like, does he have any papers? No. So really, this horse could be named anything. You just want to call him Dr. Pepper.
Oh, my God.
Guess what? Believe it or not, I did not buy the horse.
And that's why we're giving away a book on how to deal with new horse syndrome.
Crazy horse people.
Oh, God. Needs to go as soon as possible. Faye sent this one in. Cheap. Read this post. We are going to call him Chaos, since it seems that's the only thing we've gotten accomplished. Okay, oh, I like that. I bought Chaos out of our local cow sale. Well, Jamie will tell you that's not a good idea. He is pretty. He is fat. He is sound. He is just beautiful, until you put a saddle on him. I don't know how he does it, but this beautifully spotted 1,200-pound tank can kick you with laser accuracy in 360 degrees. He can land a hoof where a horse's legs shouldn't go. It is superpower. He needs to send this... And I need to send this guy to some other multiverse. Now, no, I will not saddle him so you can see what he does.
That means a lot of people have
asked.
He's
a pretty gray. He would match all your other ones.
Oh, no. He's an appy.
Oh, is
that's
he?
That's an Appaloosa, but like one of the roned out ones, not one of the ones with spots.
Okay. Yeah, it's a bad picture too.
So. Again, it's a picture of the horse literally reaching down to get grass, and it just cuts off his face. You can't even see his face.
Laser accuracy, that one will kick you with. It is amazing how they can kick ahead of themselves. You know, it's just amazing how they can kick to the side, to the back, to the front. It doesn't matter. They can get a kick in.
Landon sent the
next one. We have a theme here today. You see what it is? Yeah. Horses that you can't touch and it will kill you.
Yeah. And these pictures, most of the horse and every one of these pictures is cut off.
Yeah.
Because this horse, you can only see the front half. You can't see the back half. Red horse, $1,600. Landon sent this one in from Roosevelt, Utah. I have a small red horse for sale. She is about 3 or 4 and is about 12. Or 13 hands high. She would be a great kid's horse and is broke to ride. She is good with her front feet, and I have never tried to pick up her back feet. Need to sell ASAP.
I need a little red flag sound alarm that I play every time there's a red flag in an ad, a little sounder.
That's a good idea. You get on that.
I'll get on that.
Because you would play it a lot today. Yeah. And again, we don't know what's wrong with her back feet because we can't see him in the picture. So, cool.
Doesn't have any, apparently. Jordan sent this one in. 2-2-year-old paint mare, $2,200 in Dover, Delaware. I have a 2 to 2.5-year-old paint mare. She is a quarter horse. She is a blue spot in one of her eyes. She is not broke, but the other day she did get close enough to me that she let me touch her nose. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I stroked her neck once, so I'm sure she could be broke easily. Where do these people come from? You will need to pick her up because I can't touch her.
You added the because I can't touch her because obviously she can't touch her, Glenn. She touched her nose. So obviously she's going to be broke by next week.
Isn't that what you find with all the horses you get in? If you can touch their nose, they're so easy.
Oh my God, just saddle them right up and go.
Yeah, yeah. You don't even understand. Do anything else, do you? Just throw the
horses,
saddle on and ride around.
They're not hard. Just get on. You'll be fine. If you didn't know that was complete sarcasm in my voice, please don't do that. Okay, next one.
Theme today.
Oh gosh. Spencer sent this one in. Oh, is
just
this
to
in
piss
England?
You off, I think, actually.
Oh, God. I haven't read it yet. I don't read these before. I just read them on the air. So, black yearling colt, $2,800 in Kent. It's Kent. And I know there's a Kent, England. I don't know. Uh-oh, there's no punctuation. I have a grade black yearling gelding. Hold on.
I thought it was a colt.
This is a colt. I have a grade black yearling gelding. He is gentle and halter broke, stands tied. His dam was a row ranch mare. He is a stout yearling. He will make a awesome work horse or trail riding horse. The only reason this horse is up for sale is my wife is pissed off that I bought another horse. Otherwise, he would not be go anywhere. I will trade for things that don't eat.
Another one. He's going to be a great trail horse. I just know it. It's going to be an awesome workhorse, a great trail horse, when he's broke by somebody else.
He's actually cute, super cute little black something. I don't know. He looks like a standardbred. Like he's got that big old standardbred head.
Very short.
I'm assuming that this photo is not full to scale because, yeah, his back is about 4 inches long.
It says like Colt 3824. So he's a year old. Okay. That makes sense. Again, these ads all have a theme, and Jennifer doesn't plan it that way. You just send them in, and apparently you all get together and say, let's send horses in today that have never been touched, but we'll make wonderful competitive horses someday.
Oh, my God. He's going to be amazing. Like, once you grow him and train him, you know, and put medical care into him, he's going to be awesome. And obviously, what did you learn today? Well, I learned today that if you can touch a horse on the nose, they're broke really easy.
And I bought that pony, not for kids, and had it sent your way because I know you love those. Yeah.
Come on, bring it out. Love it.
All right, auditors, hang on. We're going to do a quick post show. Jamie and I won't talk to you next week. Ashley will be here. So we'll talk to you in a week from Monday, hopefully, if all goes well for both of us.
I don't want to.
Good luck next week with your surgery. I'll be thinking about you. I did it. I know what it feels like, and it ain't fun, but you did it before too. You can do this. Got it.
But spay neuter geld.
I still haven't shortened the closer yet. Got to.
It's really long.
I know. It's been long for 15 years.